KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for scattered flurries today and a high of 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Firefighters from Oneida and Wyota responded to a structure fire early this morning. Oneida Fire Chief Josh Peach told KJAN News the call about the fire at 409 Chestnut Street was dispatched at around 1:40 a.m.
It was a little outbuilding, kind of a shop area for a gentleman, and neighbor seen some flames. We got there. The little building was fully engulfed. It was starting to spread to the same gentleman's garage. He had a vehicle parked in it, but we was able to get it knocked down and get that put out with any damage to that vehicle. He did have another vehicle sitting outside beside that shed. It got scorched a little bit, but didn't look like any permanent damage, just a little heat on it. The little building, it was a total loss. As far as we could tell, more than likely an electrical problem or short of some sort. We couldn't really see anything in there that wouldn't make us think otherwise.
No injuries were reported. Crews from Oneida were on the scene for about 90 minutes. Wyota crews were let go earlier. The approximately 12-foot by 12-foot building, as he mentioned, was a total loss, along with a walk-behind mower and an air compressor that were stored inside. Police in Red Oak report the arrest early this morning of a Southwest Iowa man on drug charges. 22-year-old Michael Ryan Whedon of Shenandoah was taken into custody at around 4:40 a.m. following a traffic stop at the intersection of North Broadway and West Corning Streets in Red Oak. Whedon was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. An elderly man who lost consciousness while driving Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County crashed his pickup into a tree but was not injured. The sheriff's office at 76-year-old David Otto Berggren of Red Oak was traveling east on 230th Street at around 3 p.m. when he lost consciousness. Berggren's 2002 Ford F-150 Super Cab pickup left the road to the right and entered the south ditch before it hit a power pole, snapping it in two. The pickup continued into the south ditch, finally coming to rest after striking a tree. Berggren was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue to be checked for injuries. Damage to his pickup was estimated at $25,000, or a projected total loss. No citations were issued. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police and members of the Red Oak Fire and Rescue Department. A 63-year-old Oakland man is set to stand trial next week for murder following numerous delays in bringing his case before a jury. Online court records show a pretrial conference for Robert Arthur Reynolds will begin 9:30 a.m. Monday in Pottawatomie County District Court. His trial is set for 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Reynolds faces a felony first-degree murder charge in connection with the April 8th fatal shooting in his home of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey from rural Cass County. He's pleaded not guilty to the charge. First-degree murder is a Class A felony and carries a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. A criminal complaint says Reynolds acknowledged shooting Kincaid Dorsey after an argument. Last week, Reynolds' attorney filed a request by Reynolds to confront any and all witnesses to the shooting. And the attorney for a former Harlan doctor facing sexual abuse charges has filed a motion with the court to have the charges dismissed because he said the incident occurred outside of Iowa's statute of limitations. The Daily Nonpareil reports Matthew Bowles of Des Moines argued 82-year-old Wing Tai Fung's legal rights were violated, and he was the subject of prejudice because of the sexual abuse allegations. Fung from Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, was charged May 21st with second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony, for an alleged incident in January 1999, or about 15 years ago. A criminal complaint filed against Fung alleges he molested a 10-year-old girl he was treating for a knee sprain at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Chicago police arrested Fung on April 28th at O'Hare Airport. After he returned from Canada, he waived his extradition so the case could be tried in Shelby County. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Fung entered a written not guilty plea in Shelby County District Court. He posted a $100,000 bond in April. And while the alleged crime occurred 15 years ago, Iowa law states that sex abuse victims have 10 years to report the incident once they turn 18 years of age. The victim turned 18 in October of 2006, which is only 8 years after the incident. Bowles said that Fung, a lifelong physician in Harlan, does not remember or have documentation for every patient visit. He argued that because of the doctor's failing memory, Fung could not present a defense as guaranteed by both the Iowa and U.S. constitutions. In order to dismiss the charge, Bowles will have to prove there was an unreasonable delay between the alleged incident and the criminal charge. In the funeral announcements, Lois Anderson, age 82 of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Lois Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Otto Anderson, age 87 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Otto Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Meyer, age 85 of Linden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Richard Meyer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Esther Lemke, age 92, formerly of Casey, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Esther Lemke will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dolores Jacobson, age 75, of Menlo, died Monday. Funeral services for Dolores Jacobson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Weitzke, age 76, of Greenfield, died Monday. A Masonic and funeral service for John Weitzke will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dennis Butler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Dennis Butler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Beverly Harmon, age 78, of Earlham, died Monday. A memorial gathering for Beverly Harmon will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Ernest Peterson, age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Kimbleton, died Monday. Services for Ernest Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Bethany Lutheran Church near Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. John Mike Donahue Sr., age 78, of Des Moines, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mike Donahue Sr. will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donald Dreher, age 79, formerly of Oakland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Don Dreher will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Betty Lou Clark League, age 85, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Missouri. Graveside services for Betty Lou Clark League will be Saturday at 10:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Berthy Bigelow, age 92, of Rural Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Berthy Bigelow will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Dustin Dusty Wyrick, age 28, of Omaha, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dusty Wyrick will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Bernie Wetzel, age 93, formerly of Manning, died Tuesday in Kansas. Funeral services for Bernie Wetzel will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Evelyn Embry, age 95, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Evelyn Embry will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Zayden Lee Smith of Atlantic was born and passed away Sunday at Methodist Women's Hospital in Omaha. Services for Zayden Smith are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.